are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So glad you could join us today, as well as my allergies and my boogers and snot. Looks like we have a whole party going on right now. So I'm sure many of you heard the vice presidential debate moderator, Martha Raddatz, surprise, 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 is actually buddies with Obama. Actually hosted him at one of her weddings. I guess he was a guest at her 1991 wedding. At the time, he was Barack Obama, obviously, not president. From what I understand, she had divorced in 1997, and since then, the husband and she, I think, has gone on and had different weddings without Barack Obama coming. But here we have, a moderator of a debate that is, again, left-leaning. And I know many of you are left-leaning, way left. And not only left, I mean, you know, friends with the president. You know, when you invite somebody to a wedding, even if you fight with them later, there's some tie, okay? There's some tie. I mean, anybody that came to my wedding, right? I don't know if many of them were sober enough to remember my wedding, so some of you probably forgot if you even went. But, yeah, there is some tie, some bond. Now, do I really think having a debate moderator who partied with President Obama years ago at a wedding is really going to hurt anything? No. I mean, look at what we're looking at. We're looking at Paul Ryan and Joe Biden. All right. I think Paul Ryan's going to be fine. I think despite, you know, having, Ms. Raddatz as the, as a moderator, I think he's going to definitely hold his own compared to Joe Biden. I gotta tell you, I mean, I like Joe Biden. I love watching him speak. I love watching him work. I mean, he's really kind of fun to watch. You know, he is. He's a nice guy. I just, inept in terms of public speaking. But so I'm not too worried, about that. I mean, look, Jim Lehrer moderated the first presidential debate. I mean, you know, PBS NewsHour. I mean, you know, here he is, an icon of PBS. Mitt Romney held his own. But I think what bothers me is all the little games the liberals are playing. I mean, this is just so obvious, completely obvious. You know, Beyonce is backing out of one of Clint Eastwood's films. I think Clint Eastwood is trying to remake Star is Born. I know. Hasn't that been done to death? What, Barbara Streisand and Julie Garland? Yeah. So I guess Beyonce was supposed to, and she backed out. Rumors have it she backed out because she didn't like the whole empty chair thing. You know, she hosted a fundraiser for Obama and President Eastwood. And Clint Eastwood, spoke at the Republican convention. But what the public statement is they just didn't have time to do the movie together. All right. So it was a time conflict. Okay. Scheduling issues. Secretaries couldn't figure this one out. So, I'm not really worried about the vice presidential debate. I'm not really worried about how Paul Ryan would do, but I'm just getting a little sick and tired of how, you know, they're trying to set the Republicans up to fail. I mean, this is a flippant debate for crying out loud. These are supposed to be neutral. You know, and I know everyone thinks a statement like that means we're living in fantasy land. Honestly, you're supposed to find somebody that has no political affiliation. I understand Jim Lehrer is always saying he has no political affiliation. And I mean, honestly, you don't know. To be honest, there could be people at PBS who are Republican. I know there's people at Fox News who are Democrat. You know, remember, a lot of people in journalism are Democrat. So, I wouldn't be surprised if you could have some closet Republicans, etc. But, you know, you got somebody representing PBS in one debate. You have this woman who partied with Obama at a wedding. You know, come on, people. And what bothers me is, you know, we try to teach our kids, you know, fairness. And we try to teach our kids how to work in a, you know, in this world of ours, you know, with the notion of them not being thrown curveballs, okay? I'm trying to teach my kids how to do things correctly, you know, in a neutral type of setting. You do this, you do this, you do this, you know, and it, this teaches us, and this teaches us kids, that nothing is going to be fair. And if one side is going to play dirty, you have to be prepared to play dirty as well. I don't want to teach my kids how to play dirty. No, I want to teach my kids how to do things correctly. I don't think we need to learn how to play dirty. But what we're seeing just completely run rampant in this election is playing dirty, which is why many of you who have been completely frustrated with what's going on and now have no idea if Romney can even make it, I got to tell you, the odds are so against him, not because of who he is and how he debates and his policies and how he's performing, right, on the campaign circuit. It's because we got the other side playing dirty. Now, I know many of you are like, well, the Republicans are playing dirty too. You know, not like the left side. No, this is ridiculous. Are the Republicans putting in, I don't know, Dr. Manny or having Rush Limbaugh moderate these debates? Is Rush Limbaugh moderating the debate? Is Newt Gingrich moderating the debate? No. No. I mean, in fact, even when Donald Trump wanted to moderate a primary debate, the other Republican, most of the other Republican contestants, they didn't want anything to do with it. Okay, you know, I see the Republican side not wanting to play the games that the liberal side is playing. Now, who's going to moderate the next debate? I don't know, but I doubt it's going to be somebody right wing or neutral. I sincerely doubt it. You know, and we'll see what tricks she has up her sleeve. I mean, the one thing I did notice is Lehrer kept trying to interrupt Romney and kept trying to put Romney on the defense. I did see a tag team going on between Obama and Jim Lehrer, and who knows, maybe they partied at a wedding too. Like I said, you know, there's some real bonding that happens at these weddings. But it's just what bothers me is, you know, we want to live in a world where things are kind of done somehow correctly. You know, can't we just go through, I mean, can't we just pick the better candidate? Can't we have an election that just picks the better candidate? And now with all this baloney with the voter ID laws and, you know, not exporting the illegal immigrants, and all the other baloney that we're seeing right before Election Day, I really have no idea what chance Romney could win. And I think it's going to be sick if Obama wins this, not because of his merits, but because of dirty tricks. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, DocDalli. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you all for tuning in. I wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for you all. I know. Don't start smacking each other. Come on, it's not that bad. Is it that bad? Arnetta from Los Angeles writes, Dr. Dahlia, I was just diagnosed with breast cancer. I found a lump. The mammogram confirmed I had a suspicious lump, and I went for biopsy. We just received the biopsy results, which say I have breast cancer. I am so worried. She writes on, please give me some advice. I get so many of these emails where I just got diagnosed with cancer. How do I find the strength? What do I do? What do I tell the children? You see, you know, being a doctor, I'm sorry if many people think I'm kind of cold, but I look at cancer as just another thing to beat. You know, having a couple cancer scares myself and dealing with cancer in our family and dealing with cancer, you know, with my patients. I mean, we luckily in my practice, I've been practicing now in my own practice for 12 years, practicing medicine for 15 years, never lost a breast cancer patient. I don't look at breast cancer as a death sentence by any means. It's going to be a pain in the ass. I mean, this is going to be a rough one to fight, but it's not a death sentence. I know you're worried. I know you're scared. I don't blame you to be, but I need you to get out of your mind the idea that you're done for. All right. Breast cancer is beatable. Thank heavens you were checking yourself. Thank heavens you found a lump. You got the mammogram done. You were able to get a biopsy. They were able to confirm it. And hopefully they were able to catch it at an early stage. I mean, I guess Ann Romney, we just found out Ann Romney has survived breast cancer. You know, I've known more people who have survived breast cancer now in the last 10 years than I ever have. Now, yes, I remember back in the 80s, a very good friend of my mom's was 40 years old, a neighbor of ours who died of breast cancer. I mean, you know, breast cancer, aggressive, younger kinds, absolutely pretty scary. And Arnetta, I wish I could talk to you. I wish you were on the line right now so I could, you know, get a little bit more information. But you need to attack any of these diagnoses as you are going to just bat it out of the ballpark. Just hit it. And when you go in with that attitude, you have such an increased chance of survival. And, of course, prayer. We talked about the power of prayer. I love prayer. I mean, when I tell patients to pray, you know, in the movies, like, well, what should I do? You should pray. Yeah. And in the movies, they make it like a joke. Like, well, I'm telling you to pray because you're doomed. No. I would be a liar if I didn't say I prayed from day one with all my patients. I mean, we don't sit there having a vigil or whatever, but on my own, I always pray for my patients. Absolutely. I think the power of prayer is huge. And so, you know, being diagnosed with cancer, you need to go at it as, all right, doc, what do I do? Let's, you know, kick this sucker out. Let's, you know, nip it in the butt. Kick its ass. And that's the attitude I want you to have. But it is scary. It is scary. One of my friends, you know, mothers just became afflicted with it. She, you know, fought it for years. But from what I understand, it was found at a much deeper stage. You know, we need to find these things soon and early, and we need to jump on treatment right away, which is why don't put off having your mammograms. You know, it's very interesting. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I know many of you groan, going, oh, my gosh, for a whole month, Dolly's going to talk about the boobies. No, I've been very good. Right, we're almost halfway in the month. Did you see that? I haven't talked about one boob, have I? Not one boob. All right, but what's very important about Breast Cancer Awareness Month is it kind of helps re-educate us on a lot of these myths. All right, like for example, there's an article that came out of, oh, where is this source? They don't even, well, this isn't a very good website if they don't even have the source. Author is Deborah Dunham. She came up with these very common myths that many of us have. Like, for example, I can't tell you how many of my family members say, if you go and get a mammogram, it'll cause breast cancer. Yes, certain amounts of radiation may have been linked to cancer, but I have never seen anybody get breast cancer from their mammograms. I just haven't seen it. Okay? Usually mammograms find the breast cancer. But myth number one, she says, if you're young, you don't need to worry about breast cancer. Well, we all know that. Remember we were talking about that 11-year-old in California who had breast cancer? She noticed a lump. Mom took her to the doctor. They ultrasounded it. They biopsied it. It was breast cancer. They were like, whoa. They say the median age for breast cancer in the United States is about 61 years old. But 1.8% of the cases could be between 20 and 34, right? All right. 9.9, so 10% of the cases between 35 and 44, which is why screening mammogram at age 35 to 40. Keep bringing up Christina Applegate, who had bilateral breast cancer. All right, had breast cancer and had a bilateral mastectomy. 22.5% of the cases are between 45 and 54, and then the rest, 55 on up, 65, 75, et cetera, and they have ages as they go from there. Women have to examine the breasts as early on as they can, just like boys. You know, when I see the teenagers and we see them for school physicals, they never like the part of the exam where I tell them, I go, you know, you got to check yourself. What? I got to check my junk? It's not called junk. They're called testicles. Boys have to check their testicles for testicular cancer. Girls got to check their breasts for breast cancer. If you find a lump, tell your dad. If you're too embarrassed to tell your dad, tell your mom. If you're too embarrassed to tell your mom, tell me. If you're too embarrassed to tell me, let's find somebody you can tell, even if it's Big Bird, okay? But, you know, you got a lump, you got to check it out. I hate the fact that people think, well, it's just a kid, so it's not cancer. Mm-mm. Always can be. Family history and genetics is your biggest risk factor. This is myth number two. No, most people that get breast cancer never had it in the family. Okay, there's risk factors like increased breast density, getting older, There's been estrogen, progesterone, like hormone replacement therapy combination, although there has been in the news that now they're saying that's okay for heart. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Chronic alcohol has been found. Lack of breastfeeding has been considered a risk factor, but 90% of people with breast cancer never had it in the family. So don't think, well, if it's not in my family, I'm in the clear. Another myth, wearing deodorant could, or antiperspirant could increase your risk of breast cancer. No. They haven't seen that. In fact, they noticed that breast cancer is higher in some countries where nobody wears deodorant. Myth number four, most breast cancer is detected through a lump. If you don't have a lump, you're good. No. You know, breast cancers are usually detected by the mammogram. And sometimes you don't have a lump. Sometimes you could have dimpling. Sometimes you could have some redness, so like a weird rash on your breast. Sometimes you could have nipple discharge. Do I need to review nipple discharge with you all? Something tells me I'm going to need to. Oh, man. All right, let's put that on the calendar. We're going to have to do a nipple discharge discussion. Myth number five, removing a tumor in the breast could cause the cancer to spread. I get that all the time. Dr. Dahlia, if they're going to stick a needle in it, they're going to spread the cancer all over the place. No. Removing the breast cancer actually improves your cure rate. Where you guys are thinking that is some abdominal or pelvic cancers can, quote-unquote, seed, where as you're drawing the needle, some cells could dissipate. But we don't really do needle biopsies of your ovary anymore, do we? We usually go in and take it out. Number seven is if your mammogram is clear, you're in the clear, you don't have breast cancer. No. Some tumors are too small, which is why sometimes we do a backup breast ultrasound or we do repeat mammogram. I missed one. Number six, breast implants could increase your chance of getting cancer. No. There's been no data saying you having implants is going to cause you to have cancer. Where I see the problem with implants is it could obscure the view of the radiologist as he's trying to look at the mammogram, right? Or you have the lady going, don't squeeze too hard because it's going to pop and don't do the mammogram. So there could be more of a mechanical issue. But the breast implant itself changing the cells, I haven't seen any study. Myth number eight, which my family loves to use, mammograms expose you to radiation that cause breast cancer. They say although the mammograms is really, really small, radiation is really, really small, it's even smaller than most of these other tests out there like CAT scans, PET scans, etc. But ladies and men, if you have a lump in the breast area, men get breast cancer, you could always ask for an MRI. If you don't want the radiation of a mammogram, you'll have to pay for it, but you could always ask for an MRI. Number nine, women with lumpy breasts are more likely to get breast cancer. You know, here's the thing. There has been, in our calculation, if you've had a lump removed, they may put you at higher risk. The thing is many of us have lumpy, bumpy breasts, and since most of these lumps are benign, no. Where this lumpy breast idea came from is somebody with lumpy breasts may say, you know what, to heck with this, I'm so sick of it, I'm not going to get screened anymore, I'm done. And you have to realize whether you have lumpy breasts or not, you can still get breast cancer. Just because you've had benign lumps in your breast doesn't mean you're in the clear. Because you could still have the same incidence of getting breast cancer as anybody else. All right, myth number 10, you cannot get breast cancer after mastectomy. Actually, you can. If there's any tissue left, you can. You know, I know a lot of doctors go, you know what, we did the mastectomy, so there's nothing to look at. I would still probably have a breast doctor keep an eye. Ultrasound any areas, keep an eye on things. I hope that kind of dispelled some of the myths. This was a very well-written article by Deborah Dunham. It was from Blisstree, I believe, and I think it summarized it a lot. But truth of the matter is you get a diagnosis like this, you plan to just kick the living crap out of it. And most of us are really successful. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think is a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love seeing all the new connects. You guys are great. Love to be able to talk to you. Even though we're not talking, we're Facebooking, but still, that's, you know, talking is going to be a thing of the past eventually, won't it? And then, of course, Twitter. Love to tweet with you. Twit. Are we tweeting, twiting? We're intertwining. Hope my husband doesn't get mad. Follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Also, don't forget, we are booking the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Start thinking about what you guys may want to do for next summer. These rooms book up quickly. We've already started to book up, and the ship wants badly our block of rooms because they've been selling out. We're taking the Celebrity Solstice, which is probably one of the biggest ships ever to go up there. And if any of you have ever been on Celebrity or the Solstice, you know what kind of a ship we're talking about. It's exquisite. So please go to my website at drdahlia.com, find Alaskan Cruise so you could start setting that up. Now, you know, I'm looking at this article here on Walmart planning to open small stores at an exponential speed. And, you know, I know some of you are like, well, you know, Dahlia, you're a doctor, and you sure like a lot of, you know, economic-type stories, and you sure are fascinated with Walmart. Well, I look at business and economics as a science. And maybe it's because of all my science background, all the years of biology and chemistry that I took, and all the whole Darwinian theory and circle of life and natural selection. And, you know, we talk about big business a lot lately in the media because of the whole, you know, too big to fail concept and bailout. And, you know, I had predicted years ago that big stores like Walmart, Target, these big stores would slowly start becoming smaller. And the reason why is the whole kind of pendulum swing circle of life idea, where you used to have, you know, big factories and just, you know, one or two major big companies, and all of a sudden you'd have a bunch of little mom and pop shops, small companies, and big companies came out like Kmart and Gemco and, you know, Macy's and what's the big one of the 50s? You guys know what I'm talking about. The big one of the 50s that everybody would shop at. I think it ended in Box. I can't believe I forgot it, especially with all the history I like to study. Oh, gosh. It's not Sears Roebuck. It was even before that. Huge in the 40s and 50s. But then small companies came out again. Right? Small companies came out. 70s, we had Gemco, Kmart, and then, again, back to smaller companies, and all of a sudden, Walmart. Late 80s, 90s, Walmart. And Walmart put a lot of small companies out of business. But you see this cyclical, or this pendulum swinging back and forth in economy. Well, we had talked about this years ago when the recession first started, and I said, watch, something's going to happen where Walmart may not fail, but they're going to want to go small. And I know that kind of seemed like a weird concept, and I'm not saying this because I want to gloat that I was correct, but it's kind of the circle of life thing. Sometimes some stores just get too big. And this concept of too big to fail, no. And sometimes big needs to fail. Now, Walmart's not failing by any means, but they sure the heck are capitalizing on this whole small concept idea. So this coming out of USA Today, they say Walmart stores says it's accelerating its expansion of small stores to compete with a variety of rivals from dollar stores to drug chains. The company told investors at its analyst meeting Wednesday that it plans to have 500 neighborhood market stores and 12 express stores open by fiscal 2016. Bill Simon, president of Walmart's division, says the neighborhood market store has generated a 5% increase in revenue at stores open at least a year for the first half of the year. Walmart had 10 express stores by the end of July and ramped up its neighborhood market concept to 217 locations. Now, what does this mean? All right, it means there's starting to be a consumer trend to get away from the big. I started noticing that. Now, trust me, I love saving money at Walmart. I love being able to get everything I need. But I have probably shopped less at Walmart than I ever have, and I've been actually jumping into, like, the Fresh and Easy's, or I've been, jumping into the sports stores. I've been starting to go to the more specialty-type, smaller market stores, because these stores sometimes are just too big. You think I'm going to go Christmas shopping at Target or Walmart? Oh, no, 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 no. No, I do all my Christmas shopping before Thanksgiving, and I hide from the big stores. So even in economy, we are seeing the cycle from big to small. Some people like small. That, you know, I love my supermarket. I mean, it's less than a mile from my house. I know Arnie. Arnie's there. He's my usually the cashier I always get. Also because he kind of works, you know, pretty quickly. I'm able to talk to him. It's great. I know the butcher. I like knowing who I'm talking to. I like knowing where everything is. I like getting in and out. And I'm noticing just because something's big, bigger is not always better. Stop the giggles. It's not. And so, you know, this idea that, we aren't really going to be able to start a small business on our own because these big guys are hurting us and blowing us out of the market, it's not true. Have you guys noticed with internet shopping, small businesses have made a huge comeback despite everything that, you know, the Democrats want to do in terms of taxing and their, you know, poor business policies and ideologies. Small businesses making a comeback because we could look big on the internet. Yet, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've bought something and I'm thinking I'm getting it from a huge warehouse. It's all out of somebody's house. You could have a very successful business running it out of your house. And the internet allows that. So small is coming back. And evidence to this is Walmart trying to open up the quote unquote neighborhood market shops, type of thing. You know, I mean, now can, Walmart have that neighborhood feel? I don't know. I mean, if they keep the same employees and they keep it small, maybe. But people are preferring that. You know, one big issue, and I've told you guys this, I have with Christmas shopping is, seeing these companies up their prices. And the big companies get away with it because they think you're not going to remember. Years ago, I wanted to buy my son a Spider-Man bicycle. And I was at Walmart, and I wanted the gentleman to bring it down. And this was the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And he goes, why would you buy it now before Thanksgiving? It's going to be cheaper on Friday, Black Friday. Come back then. And I go, but it'll be sold out. He's like, no, it won't. Come at 6 a.m. So I decided to do that. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to listen to him. So I came at 6 a.m. on Black Friday, and not only the bike was gone, maybe it's because he wanted it, so the bike was gone, and all the other bikes were $20 more than they were 2 days prior. So I do all my Christmas shopping the week before Thanksgiving, because I don't trust this whole, Christmas sales. You know, so this idea of big and too big to fail and bigger is better, and that's the way the economy needs to go with these big, huge, humongous stores, I don't see that. I see now the smaller mom-and-pop shops. D. Berkley Jewelry is probably one of my favorite jewelry line, and she designs these herself. And it's they're exquisite jewelry, and I love going to her showcases and getting her jewelry rather than just going into any store. And it's not that expensive, etc. And I'm not saying this as a commercial. It's just I like that type of home cooking type of personal type of establishment. I just like that. I prefer that. So like I say, small is coming back. And then, of course, small is going to get big. I mean, watch. Next year, Dee Berkley is going to be all over the place and probably in, Neiman Marcus and all over stores. But, it's a cycle. And it's a very predictable scientific cycle. And it's pretty cool. All right. So when we come back, this is interesting. Did Jack and the Titanic really have to die? did he really have to die in the Titanic? Some Mythbusters look at that. Also, some news on hormone replacement therapy and heart risks. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDOLLY, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDOLLY 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to download the Dr. Dahlia Android app so you don't miss any of our shows. I love Mythbusters, one of my favorite shows, and I guess people have been criticizing the movie Titanic, saying Jack never had to die at the end. Because, now, we all remember what happened in the... Okay, if you haven't seen the movie or read the historical account of Titanic, I'm sorry if I'm going to blow this for you, but honestly, you really should have your act together. Basically, when the Titanic sinks, okay, in the movie, in the movie, there's Rose, who was the girl, and Jack, who was the boy, and they were in love, and they had sex and everything. Okay, not while it was sinking, right before, the night it did. And I guess they wait till the bitter end to go off the ship. They were holding on tightly. Then they land in the water, and they find a piece of wood, like a raft. So they both try to get on it. He gets Rose on there. Rose is great. When he tries to get on it, it almost flips. So it goes, you want to know what? You just take it, and I'm going to be next to you. And, you know, we'll just kind of do lovey-dovey, you know, until the scene ends, and hopefully both of us get Oscars. Now, this was James Cameron's film. Now, from what I understand, they were giving James Cameron some crap about how that really isn't true. He could have lived. And it could have had a happy ending. I don't know why. You know, many people, they don't even think the Titanic really happened. They think it was just a movie. So people wanted the Titanic to have a happy ending. Not going to happen. So basically, Cameron decided to go to Mythbusters, Adam Savage, and Jamie Hyneman to figure out, right, could Jack from Titanic actually live? So what happened is they actually scientifically looked at this. So he took Savage and Hyman, had them disprove the theory, and they tested this in three stages. So first, what the guys did was they constructed the whole scenario in miniature, of course, making little quarter-sized models of Rose and Jack on the raft. Then they filled a bathtub full of salt water, right, to mimic the ocean, and tested how much weight the board could support. Now, the Rose model was able to lie on the board without it becoming submerged. But as soon as Mythbusters tried to put the little Jack model on the raft, the weight was too heavy for it to stay afloat. So then they tested how long Jack would have been able to survive in the water before getting hypothermia. So they put a life-size dummy into a tub of 29-degree water, because that was roughly what the temperature was at the time, and monitoring it as the temperature dropped. Lastly, the Mythbusters then took the test to the open water, floating on the board themselves. I want to see this episode. Noting that the Rose character wore a life jacket in the film. They took a life jacket and tried retying it around the board to increase its buoyancy. By doing this, they found that both able to float on the board for the 63 minutes it took for Rose to be rescued. So they conclude Jack's death was needless. So I guess what they had to do was buoy the board with the life jacket, and they would have been rescued. They determined then that the film's tragic ending was accurate in terms of hypothermia, but that Jack would have drowned if he had stayed in the water as depicted. But if they had been able to make the life jacket adjustment, both Rose and Jack would have been able to fit and balance on the board. I doubt it. These guys were all over each other throughout the movie. I'm sure they would have tried to have sex on the raft, and they would have flipped the sucker anyway. So, what does that mean? Do they have to rewrite the movie? Didn't they say for the 3D version that they needed to make some changes, like the sky was different? They had to, you know, fix the sky and the stars and make things a little bit more accurate to the time of 1912. I don't really remember. But we've talked about hypothermia. Remember, I was at my survival course this summer, and they were quizzing us on how long you could be in freezing water. And, you know, is it 5 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, before you get hypothermic and die? And many of us were like, no, 15 minutes. And of course, we were thinking of what happened with the Titanic. But we talked about the late 80s crash in the Potomac River that happened, where five survivors had lasted being in the water for an hour and a half. So, you know, the body could be pretty unpredictable when it comes to hypothermia. And we've seen people sink and become hypothermic and actually still be alive and be able to bring them out of hypothermia. But what was an interesting case we had discussed regarding hypothermia and this whole Jack and Rose Titanic thing, and I've already quizzed you guys on this, but some of you new to the show, we were given this test question in the conference. If you have two people and they're in a boat and the boat flips and the water is, let's say, 55 degrees, and outside is roughly 55 degrees as well, okay? Usually there's a little difference between the air and the water. All right, somebody gets back in the boat, but they're in wet clothes. Who is going to survive longer? The person who got back into the boat in 55 degrees with wet clothes, or the person who's in the water and stays in the water next to the boat? All right, no sharks. We're not no octopus, no piranhas. We're talking about no fish in the sea. The fish are gone because it's cold. All right. Who has a better chance of surviving? The person in the boat with cold with wet clothes, or the person who's staying in the water next to the boat? The answer is the person in the boat with wet clothes. That's the one that's going to survive, because you lose more body heat in the water. You get out of the water and get into the boat. Right? Don't worry about the song, "You're Rocking the Boat." Don't worry about that. You know, what's that song? "Get out of the boat, you're rocking the boat." I don't know. No, don't listen to that. Okay, it's opposite. You got to get back into the boat. Okay, I don't care if you rock it, get into the boat. Even if your clothes are wet, you are safer outside the water. True, because the sharks, right? Nemo fish. But you will lose more body heat in water. The water will not protect you with the body heat. Okay? So that's that. I think Mythbusters, brilliant show. Absolutely brilliant show. Okay, so new research suggests that hormone replacement therapy, which is kind of a complete about-face, 180-degree turn from 2002, is saying hormone replacement therapy may lower heart risks. New research suggests that women taking this hormone replacement therapy when they're in menopause, in the early stages of menopause, may have reduced risk of heart attack, heart failure, and dying. Even though we have been linking estrogen to higher risk of blood clots, Danish researchers say, and they published this in the BMJ, British Medical Journal, that evidence of a trend. Who's trying to call me? Oh, come on, people get a clue. Sorry about that. Hey, at least I shut the phone off. See, I don't know what's more annoying, the phone ringing in the middle of the show or my having the vibration. When you have something vibrating on the table while you're trying to do your show, the whole thing starts to vibrate. So not very fun. And it kind of sounds like a fart, which we really don't want when I'm on air. It was my phone. All right. They say evidence of a trend towards a lower risk of breast cancer. Also, taking estrogen. So now all of a sudden, everything we've learned in the last 10 years about hormone replacement therapy, putting you at risk for heart disease and breast cancer, now they're saying, no. Actually, maybe healthier for the heart doesn't seem to bother the breasts. So what do we do? I mean, they looked at the study of about 1,000 women aged 45 to 58 who were recently menopausal or had perimenopausal symptoms. They watched them over a decade, at which point they had 50% decreased risk of cardiovascular issues or death. Now, this drives me crazy as a radio host and as a physician, because before hormone replacement therapy, that study, the Women's Health Initiative in 2002, we were telling y'all to go on estrogen because it protected the heart. We were told it was malpractice if we didn't put you on hormone replacement therapy because of the heart effects. Then the Women's Health Initiative came out. People were having heart attacks, heart disease, breast cancer. They said, oh, never mind, my bad. Now they're coming out with this going, wait a second, it may lower heart risks. So what does that mean? You know what it means? It means none of these medications are for everybody. Somebody's going to benefit, whereas somebody won't. That's what it means. And unless you know what the heck is going to happen to you, I would just kind of lay low and watch all of the researchers fight it out. All right, I think there's lots of benefits to hormone replacement therapy. But after the Women's Health Initiative, I couldn't predict who, especially since people were suing their doctors when their family members got breast cancer. So I'll just have to keep you posted on this. Don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNLive.com.